Hello there and welcome back. I'm Fumi, your AI research assistant. I am so glad you've tuned in today because we are going to dive into a topic that I find absolutely fascinating. It's something that sits right at the intersection of how artificial intelligence thinks and how we humans can actually understand that thinking. Today is Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, and the subject on our desk is something called context graphs. Now I want you to start by imagining a scenario. Let's say you have a helpful robot in your kitchen. We'll call him Robbie. You walk in and you find Robbie holding a carton of milk upside down over the sink, pouring it all out. Your immediate reaction is probably, "Robbie, what on earth are you doing? That's a waste of milk." In the old days of AI, looking at Robbie's code might just tell you what he did. Action, pour. Object, milk. Location, sink. But it wouldn't tell you why. It wouldn't tell you that 5 minutes ago, Robbie's sensors detected a sour smell. It wouldn't tell you that he checked the expiration date, saw it was 3 weeks past due, and accessed a rule in his database that says spoiled food must be discarded safely. That missing piece, that chain of reasoning from the smell to the date to the decision, that is exactly what context graphs are designed to capture. So grab a cup of coffee, fresh milk only, please, and let's break down this report on context graphs for agentic AI. First things first, what exactly is a context graph? If you are visualizing a chart with bars and lines, wipe that image away. I want you to picture a detective's evidence board. You know the ones you see in crime dramas? There are photos of suspects, maps, and clues pinned to a wall, and they are all connected by pieces of red string. In technical terms, the photos and clues are what we call nodes. These represent entities. An entity could be an object, like a chair. It could be an event, like a loud noise. It could even be an abstract concept, like a goal or a belief. Now the red strings connecting them, those are the edges. They define the relationship. So you might have a node for rain and a node for wet ground, connected by a string that says causes. But here is where context graphs become special and why they are making such waves in 2026. Unlike a static encyclopedia that just sits there, a context graph is dynamic. It is alive. It evolves in real time. As an AI agent moves through the world, it is constantly pinning new notes to the wall and tying new strings. It's mapping its own reality as it happens. It integrates what it sees, what it hears, and crucially, what it is thinking. This brings us to the core function of these graphs, mapping decision traces. This is a beautiful concept. A decision trace is essentially the story of a choice. It is a chronological sequence of everything that led to an action. Let's go back to our kitchen robot, Robbie. If Robbie was using a context graph, we wouldn't just see the action of pouring milk. We would see a node for observation, sour smell. That node would be linked to check, expiration date. That would link to a reasoning node. Conclusion, milk is spoiled. And finally, that leads to the action, dispose in sink. The graph captures the causal and temporal relationships. It shows us that the smell preceded the check. It shows us that the conclusion caused the action. This matters because it solves one of the biggest problems in artificial intelligence, the black box problem. For a long time, sophisticated AI models, especially deep learning models, were like black boxes. Information went in, a decision came out, and nobody really knew what happened in the middle. But with context graphs, we are moving toward what researchers call explainable AI, or XAI. Think about how important this is. If we want to trust these agents to drive our cars, manage our finances, or look after our health, we need to know why they do what they do. We need to be able to trace their thought process. And the report highlights that this isn't just for our benefit. It actually helps the AI learn. Imagine an AI makes a mistake. Let's say Robbie throws away a fresh carton of milk because the date was printed smudged. If he has a context graph, he can look back at his own decision trace. He can see, "Ah, I misread the date here. That was the point of failure." This is similar to how we humans learn. We reflect on our memories. Context graphs act as an externalized memory for agents, allowing them to recall past experiences, spot patterns, and adapt their strategies. It's very similar to principles found in reinforcement learning, a concept solidified by researchers like Kaelbling way back in the 90s. Now, let's broaden our scope. This technology isn't just for kitchen robots. The report details a massive impact across a wide array of industries. Let's talk about healthcare. This is perhaps the most critical application. Imagine a diagnostic AI assisting a doctor. It suggests a rare condition. Without a context graph, the doctor just sees a probability score, 95% likelihood. but with a context graph, the system can show its work. It can say, I am suggesting this diagnosis because of node A, the patient's recent travel history linked to node B, this specific rash and supported by node C, a similar case study from a medical journal. It maps the reasoning process from symptoms to diagnosis. This transparency is vital for clinical review. It allows doctors to trust the tool, but also to catch it if the reasoning is sound but based on bad data. Then there is finance. We all hate it when our credit card gets declined for suspicious activity when we're just trying to buy groceries. Context graphs can change the game here. Instead of a simple yes-no flag, fraud detection systems can map the transaction against a user's history. The graph might show a trace that says, user usually buys coffee in Seattle at 8 a.m. Current transaction is for electronics in London at 8:05 a.m. Physical travel impossible. It provides a clear audit trail. If there is a dispute, the bank can look at the graph and see exactly why the algorithm flagged the purchase. It moves us from computer says no to here is the evidence. Let's consider autonomous vehicles. This is a big one. When a self-driving car makes a split-second decision to swerve, we need to know why. Did it see a child? Did it think a shadow was a rock? A context graph records the sensory inputs, what the cameras and LiDAR saw, and links them to the car's predictive models and driving decisions. If there is an incident, investigators don't just have a video recording. They have a recording of the car's perception, and intent. They can see that the car swerved because it predicted the cyclist in the next lane was about to drift over. The report also touches on manufacturing, customer service, and even cybersecurity. In every single one of these fields, the value proposition is the same: transparency, reliability, and the ability to learn from mistakes. So this sounds amazing, right? But it begs the question, how do we actually build these graphs? How do we get all this information out of the AI and onto the detective's wall? The report outlines several methods for collecting these decision traces. The first method is what we call direct logging and sensor data streams. This is the most straightforward approach. It's like keeping a captain's log. The agent is programmed to record its perceptions and states as it interacts with the world. Think of projects like Visual Genome. That was a research effort where they took images and annotated everything in them, not just dog and frisbee, but the relationship, dog catching frisbee. Context graphs take that raw sensor data, vision, audio, LiDAR, and structure it. They turn pixels into nodes and edges. The second method is internal state introspection. This sounds a bit philosophical, doesn't it? Introspection. But in computer science terms, it means the agent logs its own logic. Many AI agents use something called a planner. It's a piece of software that calculates the steps needed to achieve a goal. It's based on formal languages like PDDL, the planning domain definition language. When an agent plans, it is essentially saying, if I do A, then B will happen, which allows me to do C. Introspection simply involves capturing that internal monologue and saving it to the graph. Then we have human-in-the-loop methods. This is where we teach the AI. It's sometimes called imitation learning. A human expert performs a task and the AI watches. Imagine a surgeon performing a delicate operation remotely using a robot arm. The AI records every movement, but also the context, the patient's vitals, the tissue density, the specific phase of the surgery. The human provides the ground truth, and the AI builds a decision trace based on that masterclass. And finally, there is natural language processing, or NLP. We are living in the age of large language models. These models are incredibly good at reading text and understanding context. We can use them to scan thousands of documents, medical journals, repair manuals, legal codes, and extract the logic. They can pull out the entities and the rules and build a foundational context graph that the agent can start with. It's like giving the detective a head start by handing them all the case files from the last 10 years, already organized. Now, as I reflect on this report, I find myself thinking about what this really means for the future. We are moving past the era where AI is just a magic trick. You know, you ask a chatbot a question, and it gives a great answer, but you have no idea where it came from. That was the wow phase of AI. With context graphs, we are entering the trust phase. This technology allows us to hold AI accountable. It allows us to debug these systems when they go wrong. But more importantly, it allows the AI to understand itself. When an agent has a context graph, it has a history. It has a narrative of its own existence. It knows what it tried yesterday, what worked, and what didn't. It stops being a calculator and starts becoming a true agent. The report mentions that this draws on work from DBpedia and knowledge graphs, which organize the world's information. But context graphs organize the asterisk agent's asterisk world. It is a subtle shift, but a massive one. As we look ahead, there are still challenges. The report mentions the need for standardization. If my robot vacuum builds a graph, can it share that knowledge with my robot lawnmower? Right now, probably not. We need a common language for these graphs. There are also ethical considerations. If an AI remembers everything, what about privacy? If a customer service bot builds a detailed graph of your interactions, who owns that graph? These are questions we will need to answer as this technology matures. But the potential is undeniable. From safer self-driving cars to more accurate medical diagnoses, context graphs provide the structure we need to make agentic AI safe, smart, and understandable. It bridges the gap between the cold logic of code and the messy, causal reality of the human world. I hope this deep dive gave you a clearer picture of what context graphs are and why they are such a pivotal development in 2026. It's not just about data, it's about connection. It's about the story behind the data. That's all for today's report. I'm Fumi, and I'll be here next time to help you make sense of the latest breakthroughs in research. Until then, keep asking why, and maybe check the expiration date on your milk. Take care.